We know Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend is the 50th annual Festival of the Fish, and joining us is Bill Bissell. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot to talk about, a lot of things planned. Anything specific to a 50th celebration, 50th year celebration?
Well, there's a number of things. We've got, we've got more fireworks, but particular to the 50th, we've got, if you're a perfect perch pageant, if you can believe that.
One more time?
Perfect perch. Don't ask me to say it three times.
Okay.
I'll mess it up. Perfect perch pageant. And, yeah, so if you're 50 years old and married legally, then you can enter to be in the pageant, and then they will be on the, awarded on the stage between 5 and 5:45.
So that's it. I see that also follows what would be the guppy pageant and the princess pageant.
Yes.
And then you've got the perfect perch.
Yeah,
that's
new this year. And then we've also have some things going on. We got a 50-50 raffle going on to help sponsor the fireworks. And then you can see all this on RevainOhio.com. All the agenda is on there, and the calendar of events, and sign-up sheets, and all the different events. You can see the rules and regulations, again, RevainOhio.com. In addition to that, for the 50th, we've also we've changed the name of the beverage tent to the fish tank, and they're going to be having all kinds of events going on in there this weekend. Including, I think they have wine and beer and I think even margaritas this year. So it should be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun in the fish tank this year. And then also they're going to be unveiling a new T-shirt and logo in there and to go with the 50th.
Bill, do we know why it was called the Festival of the Fish as opposed to the Fish Festival?
I think it's just the official name is the Festival of the Fish, and then it's just slang. Everybody says, it's the Fish Festival. So it's the Festival of the Fish is the official name, and people just call it the Fish Festival, right, in short.
See, because I thought if you say a fish festival, you think, well, okay, you're going to go get fish, but the Festival of the Fish, it means you're honoring the fish and the fact that
right. Fishing
is so important.
Oh, yeah, Vermillion used to be a fishing town, or used to be the fishing right where all the condos are now. There used to be a big fishery right there, and a small boat building area was going on right there on the river, and a lot of gill net fishing had gone on here in Vermillion. So, yeah, it was a celebration starting in 1966.
You mentioned how people can get all the rules. Is it VermillionOhio.com?
.com.
What are the rules of the crazy craft? What's the requirement for that?
As long as you don't sink, you're okay.
That's
right?
Usually it. Yeah, it's not a submarine race.
Right.
Well, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
But actually, every year they usually in concert with the lighted boat parade on Saturday night. And of course, the crazy craft is I think 12:30 or something like that on 1 o'clock.
One o'clock
on Saturday afternoon. As every year, they have a theme. And this year's theme is American Redneck Yacht Club. So sometimes it's Space Odyssey, or it's Vikings, or it can be clowns, it can be circus, and then people will decorate their. So they have a lot of different. It's a regatta. First off, it's a regatta. It's not a race, and so there's all kinds of criteria. Is your crew have the right artifacts on and clothing to match the theme for this year? Is your yacht or your boat or your submarine, if it happens to be that way, does it also meet the theme? They're graded on workmanship of their vessel and enthusiasm. They're as they go by, they usually the judges are they're either at Parsons or Quaker Steak and Lube. And so when you get there, they're supposed to be enthusiastic and, whatever. Again, also whatever the theme may be. Sometimes they're squirting water guns. Sometimes they've got, some ray guns. And sometimes they're Vikings with swords. And again, this year, so it'll be interesting. Rednecks Yacht Club.
Wonder if there might be any floating pickup trucks that some people might be through there as well.
Maybe a few mattresses or something like that.
Perhaps, something like that.
Those blow-up mattresses. That'd be a good one.
We see two things actually start Friday morning with yoga on the beach. Have you ever done that, Bill, yoga on the beach?
Well, luckily this isn't television, so otherwise they would say, see that I haven't. No, I haven't done that. But yeah, there's a lot of great things going on Friday and Saturday morning. Yeah, Friday we've got beach yoga, and that's at 8:30. And of course, there's Zoom Fitness will be. Geez, you can have an all day event there from 12 to 5 p.m. So Zoom Fitness demo in the Victory Park.
We're talking this morning about the Vermilion Festival of the Fish, celebrating its 50th anniversary. Again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, pretty much. Throughout parts of Vermilion, people come down, and there's music, there's things on the water. What's the best way to kind of navigate, if you want to use that word?
Well, most of it happens right downtown. There's two events on the river. There's, of course, like we said, the lighted boat parade is Saturday evening, which is always a great event. And you can see that anywhere along the river. Basically, probably the best place would be between the Vermilion Bridge. That goes across Lake Road and the mouth of the river. So anywhere along there, on both sides of the river, is a great viewing spot. Usually, me and Cliff German will be at Quaker Steak and Lube doing the announcing for that, and also the Crazy Craft Race again. And it's just, the Crazy Craft Race starts at the boat launch, and they go all the way to the waterworks. So that's a pretty long jaunt, and then they get towed back to the boat launch to get out of the water, and then they'll have the awards for them later in the afternoon.
This is year number 50, as we've said. How many of these have you been involved in, and do you remember the first one?
Yes, I've been involved since 1990, so I guess that would put me in about 26 years.
Yeah.
So about
more
half
than half,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than half of them. Yep.
How did you get involved?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce, I have a little local business outside of town called Bissell's Greenhouse, and the Chamber of Commerce was out there doing an interview with us, and I was, my wife is from Vermilion, but I was new to the area, and I said, well, I'd like to kind of get involved, and, you know, I don't know a lot of people in Vermilion, and then she said, oh, I got just the thing for you. We need some volunteers for the Festival of the Fish. And so I was, worked with electrical hookups, with Randy Strauss and the current chairman at that time, and then 2 years later I was chairman for about 15 years.
Now he has a shirt that says public relations on it.
Yeah, now it's BS.
Does the fish have a name, by the way? Do you
Perky
know?
Perch.
It's what?
Perky Perch.
Perky Perch. And celebrating 50 years, again, the Vermilion Festival of the Fish this weekend, Father's Day weekend, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Lots of activities. You mentioned fireworks as well.
Yes, we got a huge fireworks. We have a lot of local sponsors that help put that all on. I mean, local communities and Vermilion Lions Club, who actually they have their right behind us here, is their where they have their meetings twice monthly. Vermilion Chamber of Commerce, of course, Lake Erie Towing Boats, Ted and Betsy Wakefield, Quaker Steak and Lube, Betcher Industries. And then Peter and Dana Corrigan, Kingston Residents, Strauss Construction, Shore Thing, and Margaret and Bill Davis, and many others contribute. And also the 50-50, half the money from the 50-50 goes to the fireworks. So it's a community-sponsored event where community money is donated to put on the fireworks. And Doug Keith, our chairman for the festival, has spearheaded that a few years ago, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful event on Friday evening.
Right. Not only the volunteers, as you became one yourself, but also you talk about the businesses helping to financially support a lot of the festivals like this, because you can't do a festival like this without all those contributors.
It takes a great team of volunteers, which we're fortunate in Vermilion to have, and also, of course, the Vermilion Chamber of Commerce for spearheading it. Pat O'Brien Chevrolet, corporate sponsor this year, Northwest Bank, Great American Demolition, Quaker Steak and Lube again, Willow Rento, Bartlemy Electric Power in the Festival, and Midway Golf Carts, again, corporate sponsors. And we have a number of stage sponsors, Domino's, L&M Towing, Parties to Go, Smiley Automotive, Kingston Healthcare, Maple City Ice, German's Villa, and Homeworks General Contractors. And you can check all this out at VermilionOhio.com.
That's the place for the entire list of the schedule, and you can find out all the things that are going on. And I understand that they'll be getting some previous Fish Festival Queens coming back as well.
Yes, we have, I believe we have over a dozen of them, of past queens, and they'll be at the festival this weekend, and we hope to see them after the parade. They'll be on the stage about 1:30, and then Sarah will be announcing them on the stage Friday before the Queen's pageant.
Sounds great. Well, we want to thank you for stopping in this morning, Bill Bissell, the Festival of the Fish, again this Father's Day weekend here in Vermilion. We're continuing our spotlight on Vermilion this morning, broadcasting live from the Nest. We'll check out what's new with the library, and also we'll have the next hour of Main Street Vermilion and Friends of Harbortown 1837 stopping by here at WEOL.